It's 29 minutes before the hour, or actually 59 minutes after the hour 9, or 1 minute before 10 from KPOO San Francisco. We're going to get it back to more music here. A little Brooke Benton for you on 89.5.
Mr. Editor, won't you please print my story in your magazine? Warn all the lovers how our cheating heart can only end up in misery. I was a lying, cheating fool, treated her so cruel, broke her heart and made her cry, broke every rule, and that's my
true.
She can read the story. That's my true confession.
True confession.
And I'm sorry.
Sorry that I treated her so mean. Oh, sorry that I treated her mean.
I would call her up and apologize if I was half the man I should be. But I'm afraid it's too late for that, 'cause I know she would listen to me. I was a lying, cheating fool, treated her so cruel, broke her heart and made her cry, broke every rule, and that's my
true
confession. She can read the story, that's my true confession. Let her know that
I'm sorry.
I know her love was true, but I made her cry time after time, until one day she couldn't take it no more. She said goodbye to me and walked straight out the door. So please, Mr. Editor, ask her for me to take me back and give me a try. And I'll be true, oh so true, and I'll love her till the day I die. And that's mine.
True.
She buys your magazine.
There you go, from the summer of 1963, Brooke Benton, My True Confession. And from 1969, Diana Ross and the Supremes, maybe the end of 68 for this, somewhere in that time period.
I'm not afraid to die.
The end of 68, beginning of 1969, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child. And going back to the end of 1962, at 5 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, we got Ruby and the Romantics. Yeah. Our Day Will Come. In the end of 1962, Ruby and the Romantics, Our Day Will Come. That was on the charts for months in the first part of 1963. Yeah. 7 minutes after the hour of 10 with Dave jiving around, we got some Sims twins for you. Yeah, why not? Soothe me, baby. Soothe me really well. Go the Sims twins going back to 1961. Little Soothe Me Baby.
If you are interested in getting the latest information and news about the Bayview Hunters Point Shipyard development, plus other information and events happening in Bayview Hunters Point, you can listen to the live radio broadcast of the Mayor's Hunters Point Shipyard Citizens Advisory Committee meeting. This CAC meeting is held every second Monday of the month from 6 until 8 p.m. You can hear it live, gavel to gavel, right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO, and KPOO.com. Stay informed.
And the next live broadcast right here on KPOO will be Monday, October 10th. Okay, don't miss it.
Calling on everyone to come on out for the appreciation celebration for our friend and brother, Emmett Powell. Emmett Powell has been a gospel artist and a gospel radio personality for over 40 years. Emmett Powell has helped hundreds of people throughout his career as a broadcaster, promoter, and businessman. This appreciation for Emmett Powell is happening on Sunday, October 9th at 4 p.m. at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 5717 Foothill Boulevard in Oakland. Everyone is invited to this free event to appreciate Emmett Powell. For more information on this appreciation celebration for Emmett Powell, call Miss Betty Stewart at 510-758-7939. Free to the public.
Hey, let's everybody wobble, baby.
Play your soul,
man. Play your soul, baby.
All right, let's do the wobble, man.
Oh, baby, let's do the wobble chop. Yeah.
Benny Velarde and the Stone Slingers, along with Chuck Scruggs there for early 1964, a local record there, the Wobble Chaw. Heard on KSAN Radio, Rockin' Lucky introduced that record, as a matter of fact, before he was fired. Anyway, Honky Tonks, parts 1 and 2 from the 50s, Bill Doggett, enjoy. We'll be right back. 1956, there, Honky Tonk Parts 1 and 2, Bill Doggett, just for you at 21 minutes after the hour 10.
Keep moving, Thunderbird Bowl. 10-mile stretch on the Indiana Road with a sky blue Jaguar and a Thunderbird Bowl. Jaguar setting on 99, trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Newtonville, had a speed sign setting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line. The Jaguar and Thunderbird never made a sign. Slow down, little Jaguar. Thunderbird Bowl. Newtonville was a real small town, had 102.9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wide, told him park down in Newtonville and catch him guy. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weed, off 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden dust rose on the road, said, here come the Jaguar and Thunderbird Bowl. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird Bowl. Sheriff double clutch second, put him in third, took right out at the Jaguar and Thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crest of the hill, he's about a yard behind, there wasn't 2 more miles at the county line. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird Bowl. Old Sheriff was counting on the down the grade, with the tailwind pushing and he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gaining speed and waved goodbye, Jaguar. Jaguar said you ain't won the race yet. Pull back around the bird like a saber jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind when the T-Bird Jaguar crossed the line. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird Bowl. Slow down, little Jaguar.
There you go, Chuck Berry. Oh, my goodness gracious. Jaguar and the Thunderbird Ford going back to the end of 1960. And we got the last of the big time spenders from the end of 1964. Titus Turner.
Oh, yes, I'm the last of the big time spenders. They call me the money tree. I just called up to tell you, babe, what you're doing to me. I took you out last night, spent my money again. Oh, here I woke up.
Big spender, that was Titus Turner going back to the end of 1964. The last of the big time spenders, yes. 24 minutes after 10.
We're gonna have some fun this morning, children.
Bobby.
Yes, indeedy. This is Bobby Webb. Be sure to catch the Tuesday morning Bobby Spiderweb Blues Show here on 89.5 KPOO San Francisco every Tuesday morning from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, playing the best of the blues. Every Tuesday, keeping the blues alive just for you.
That's right, my main man Bobby, every Tuesday morning here at 89.5 Radio, the best of blues, that's right, between 9 and noon. But don't forget, Marilyn Fowler has blues from 9 to noon on Monday, preceding Bobby. And there's Noel Hayes on Wednesday, same time, same station. KPOO has definitely got the blues.
Let your hair down, baby. Let's have a night.
When Tova said she had a mental health problem, I was a little surprised. Sure, she seemed to be going through a lot at school, but nothing that didn't seem normal.
Mental health problems are surprisingly common. They affect nearly every family in the United States.
I mean, look at her. She's been on the basketball team since 7th grade, and when she graduated, she was named Scholar Athlete of the Year.
Most people with mental health problems recover. They can excel at school, grow up to raise families, get jobs, and play important roles in our communities and in our lives.
I guess Tova really taught me something.
Get the facts about mental health. Call 1-800-789-2647 for a free brochure. That's 1-800-789-2647.
Mental health is part of all our lives.
A public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the California Department of Mental Health, and this radio station.
And there you go, 26 minutes after the hour of 10. Hey, the College of Health and Social Sciences and the Center for Research and Education on Gender and Sexuality cordially invite you to Black, Feminist, Lesbian, Queer, Trans Cultural Production Event. It's a symposium honoring the 20th anniversary of Cheryl Dunn's The Watermelon Woman. That's right. It's going to be taking place, the 23rd? Yeah, what do we got? That's tomorrow. And also on Saturday at San Francisco State University, a conversation with Dee Rees. And you'll have plenary panelists, Jennifer DeVerbody, along with Stanford University. You got Kara Keeling from the University of Southern California, Yvonne Welborn from Bennett College for Women. So this conference is sponsored by the College of Health and Social Sciences Center for Research and Education on Gender and Sexuality. Again, it all takes place starting on the 23rd. That's tomorrow, Friday, at San Francisco State University. A conversation with Dee Rees. And do we have some times for this event? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if there's a time on here, but I don't see a time. But there's also a website to find out some information. And you can go to the website. And it's a long URL. The conference website is a secure website, so it's an HTTPS. It's apps.chss.sfsu. Oh, it's too long. I can't give you this. I mean, it could be something a little bit shorter. But anyway, you could probably find out some more information probably if you go to do a Google search. Again, the Watermelon Woman, okay? The Watermelon Woman is the name of the event. Again, at San Francisco State University, that's September 23rd and 24th. That's tomorrow and Saturday. And probably if you go to the SF State website there, you'll probably find some more information about this event, okay, because I can't give you this URL. It's too long. It's ridiculously long. 28 minutes after the hour of 10. Hey, we might as well get our promotion, our campaign, our push for donations out of the way. You know, KPOO Radio is a community radio station. That's right. We've been around for a long time. Since 1971, 72, and of course, we're listener-supported, and most of our funding comes from listeners like you. We don't have that much coming in from special events that often, or from major, like corporate donations and things of that nature. They all come from you. That's right. And we appreciate what you've done so far to keep KPOO very much alive. You know, it's important that you continue to help us out in any way you possibly can. That's right. Help us out today. Whatever you can do would be definitely appreciated. And help us out today, and you'll definitely be satisfied for sure. And one of the things you can do is send us some money. That's right. KPOO could use your financial help. Mm-hmm. So easy, so simple. You send us a personal check, cashier's check, or money order, and place that item in an envelope, address that envelope to KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650, that's 156-650, San Francisco 94115-6650. Again, KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco 94115-6650. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order would definitely be appreciated. KPO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means anything you send us is totally tax deductible on your federal income tax return. Okay, that's the good news. Good news. That's definitely a double benefit for sure if you help us out. And of course, there's another way you can send us money, and that's through our website. So just go to kpo.com. Clink the support us page there. That'll come up, and then there's a couple of paragraphs on why we need your money. Yeah, very important. You know, we got to pay the bills too, just like you, as a head of a household or whatever. And we got bigger bills than probably the average household too. And because of that, it's important that you send us money and help us out today. But anyway, when you go to that support us page there, you'll see a couple of other options besides the one I told you about sending a check in the mail. Okay. One of those is a credit card donation plan through Authorize.net. It's simple. You can even set up an automatic monthly charge on your credit card. So if you want to send us a lot of money, but you can't do it all at once, you can plan it so you can have a monthly automatic charge on your credit card, which will go to the operation of the radio station. It's easy. It's simple. And, of course, it's totally secure through Authorize.net. Just click that gray button with the blue donate there with the white drop shadow, little right arrow, just click that. And it's simple. It's easy to set up a plan there using your credit card, and it's totally secure. You don't have to worry about identity theft. Again, through authorize.net, again, you can set up a plan so you can have an automatic charge on your credit card for whatever amount you want, or you can do a lump sum too. It's entirely up to you. If you want to ease your, you know, cause less strain on your pocketbook, you can do a monthly automatic charge on your credit card through authorize.net. The other way of doing it, of course, is through PayPal. That's right. It's safe, just like authorize.net. You got four choices on cards which you want to use there: the MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover. Just click that, set up a PayPal account. You can send money that way and help us out via that avenue. And, of course, something else you can do, too, is pick up a KPOO T-shirt, the new sort of brownish-gray background there, and a little bit upstream from the background there is a whole new montage of various notable figures, faces from the past that definitely had some type of KPO connection in some way, whether it was music or public affairs and so forth. They're just a remarkable, remarkable montage. Whoever was the artist who created this montage did a phenomenal job. It's just fantastic. And they're all there. Yeah, I recognize Etta James in one of those. One of those faces is Etta James. I have to look a little bit more closely to see who else is in this other montage. So it's not just musical artists. There are other kind of artists, too, and other notable figures on this T-shirt. And, of course, in the foreground is KPO FM 89.5, big, large font. Sort of a goldish white font. I'm not too sure exactly how to describe the color, but it's amazing. Just an amazing T-shirt. Matter of fact, I could zoom in on the actual T-shirt itself here on the screen, and I'm trying to recognize some of the great figures that are on here. But I do recognize Etta James. Oh, there's Aretha Franklin there. Franklin is in there, and who else is in there? What we got here? Just a whole bunch of people. There's Ray Charles back in the 50s, I would imagine, and so forth. It just goes on and on and on. Eddie Kendricks, I think he's in there too. But it's an amazing T-shirt, just fantastic. And it could be yours by helping us out today. That's right. And of course, it's just a phenomenal T-shirt, and all you have to do is help us out financially. All you have to do is, if you want to get a T-shirt, you call ahead to the station here at the regular business line at area code 415-346-5373. Again, that number is 415-346-5373. That's the regular business line. Now, right now, there's nobody who can answer that phone, but when the volunteer arrives a little bit later on this morning, call. I would say maybe around 11:30 would be a good time to call to put in your order for the T-shirt. And just let the volunteer know what size you want. They come in six sizes: small, medium, large, 1X, 2X, 3X. And let them know what size you want there. And they will check the inventory, because these T-shirts go very, very fast. Very, very fast. So it's important that the sizes you want are in stock before you come down to the station, okay? And then you'll be all set. And the T-shirts, the price, just like the black T-shirts, are just $20 each. And of course, I'm not too sure whether you can deduct on your taxes when you buy the T-shirt? Probably not in that situation, although you probably could. Check your accountant. But anyway, they're fantastic T-shirts. We'll check to make sure that the sizes you want are in stock. It's important that you call ahead. Just don't come down to the station without letting us know, because you may not find the T-shirt size you want. As I said, they go pretty fast. But anyway, call ahead. Again, 415-346-5373. There's nobody now who can answer the phone, but later on, as I said, maybe around 11:30, somebody will be around to answer the phone, take your order, and then when they check to see if your sizes are available, then you come down to the studio here at 1329 Divisadero in the Western Edition. That's 1329 Divisadero. We're between Ellis and O'Farrell, about a block and a half away from Geary, just down the street from Kaiser, so it's very easy to get to. That's right, served by the 38 Geary bus, which runs, you know, from the entire length of San Francisco, east-west practically, and it's a very heavily used route there, lots of buses, so it's easy to get here by public transportation. And another bus, not as dense as far as how often they run, but they run pretty good. The 24 Divisadero trolley coach line, which runs north-south, which goes right by the station here. So we definitely encourage you to take public transportation if you want to come down to pick up your T-shirt. But more important at all, the number one thing you should do is call the station ahead of time to make sure the sizes you want are in stock. And if for some reason, you know, you can't come down and you did get a hold of somebody and they indicated that the T-shirt is in stock, but you can't come down, then the volunteer will ask for your address and we'll send the T-shirt out to you. The shipping charge is just a little $3.99. I think that applies to regardless of the number of T-shirts that you want shipped to you. That's a fixed shipping price, $3.99. So for that shipping fee, that's pretty good, regardless of the number of T-shirts you want to order. So that's all. Because it never says here that depending upon how many T-shirts, whether it's just $3.99 period, or if you want to order more T-shirts and the shipping, you know, the weight is heavier, we'll have to charge you more. No, I think it's just $3.99 no matter how many T-shirts you want to order, okay, if for some reason you can't come down to the station. But if you do come down to the station, again, the address 1329 Divisadero between Ellis and O'Farrell. And if you're heading north on Divisadero, it's on the left-hand side. And so it's easy to get to the 24 Divisadero trolley coach bus or the 38 Geary just a block and a half ahead. And we're just down the street from Kaiser. And so there, it's easy, it's simple, and what can I say? 89.5 with Dave. It's 23 minutes before the hour, 11 o'clock. Prison Focus Radio coming up, and we might give you just a lineup briefly, just another pause in regards to the old music situation here, and do the program guide, which I haven't been doing very often lately on my show on Thursday, but why don't we do it now just to let you know all the fantastic programming that happens here on Thursday. And, of course, following my program, we got Prison Focus. Of course, Brother Leonard will be on the scene. And occasionally, Charles Carbone, Counselor Charles Carbone, will be hosting the show too. But most of the time, he's on assignment, visiting the various prisons and doing other things in regards to the prison situation and the inmates here in the state of California. But 99% of the time, it's Brother Leonard who's hosting Prison Focus. And, of course, we got Keith Crawford happening at 12 noon today with his Give Life, Save Life, Healthful Living program. Just a great show. Just outstanding. He comes in so early. His guests come in so early because he wants to make sure he does the job right in preparation. So he comes in extra early to make sure everything is organized so he can do a polished show. And his show is polished. And it happens at noon today. Give Life and Save Life, Healthful Living with Keith Crawford. 1 o'clock, well, we got Connecting the Dots, which is a political conversation with Judy Drummond. 2 o'clock, well, we got Arab Talk, Middle East analysis. And, of course, what's been happening with Syria, Aleppo, and, you know, with regards to the Russians and the Americans and, you know, the ceasefire and President Assad blaming the United States on why the breakdown in the ceasefire happened. So what are you going to do? And we did made a boo-boo as far as bombing the wrong people, I guess. Some of Assad's troops instead of the ISIS or whatever. But I'm sure they'll have a major, major discussion on Arab Talk at 2 o'clock this afternoon in 89.5, and they'll probably cover stuff that's not in the news, you know, that's not in the front page, too, what's going on in the Middle East. What about Palestine? What's going on there? I'm sure they'll discuss that. So it's a complete Middle East analysis visit with Jess and Jamal. That's from 2 until 3, a very hot program here on 89.5 Radio. Okay, you don't want to miss it. They cover stories you don't hear or see on CNN or Fox News or any of the other major networks. So definitely, if you want to be informed what's really going on in the Middle East, it's Arab Talk this afternoon from 2 until 3 here on 89.5 Radio. And we got some blues and oldies with Johnny Brooklyn from 3 until 5.30. That's right, he's on the scene with some great R&B for an hour and a half. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, Harrison Stang the Third's got his KPO Community News from 5.30 until 6 o'clock. From 6 until 8, we got Pudiero Latino Americano, just great Latin sounds, with Chelis Lopez. From 8 until 11, English Pound Radio, great reggae man. That's right. Brexton Hitman is on the scene there. You can't beat that for sure. Anyway, great reggae from 8 until 11 right here on 89.5 Radio. And the greatest hip-hop of all with Dez from 11 p.m. until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And that's what's lined up on Thursday. Lots of stuff going on here on 89.5 Radio. That's right. The things that are happening right here. And it's no doubt that we got everything that you want right here on 89.5 Radio. And with your financial help, we can continue to provide that very informative programming, not only on what's happening with current events and public affairs in your neighborhood, particularly in the Bayview Hunters Point area or in Western Edition. You'll hear it right here on KPIO and nowhere else. And, of course, we got the great music. Lots of great R&B you don't even hear on oldie stations like this. Going back to 1964, the Tams.
Hey, girl, don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Hey, girl, don't bother.
Hey, girl,
stay away.
Hey, girl, don't bother me.
Go away, come back another day. Don't bother me.
I heard about you from my friend.
Hey girl, don't bother me.
The word really
don't
gets
bother
around.
Me. Don't bother me.
They say
hey girl,
you
don't
broke
bother
the
me.
Heart
hey girl,
of every boy in town. They say you like to cheat.
Cheat.
They say you're just a little flirt.
Cheat.
And if I fall
cheat
for you, surely gonna get hurt.
Hey girl, don't bother me. 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 Stay out of my arms. Don't try to use your charm. Don't bother me.
But I really gotta say, you look so fine. I might fall for you, and I don't wanna be added to your list. So now I say,
hey girl, don't bother me. 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 I'm afraid if I kiss you, I might not resist. You don't bother me.
Me.
Going back to late spring, early summer 1964. Oh, the Tams. Hey, girl, don't bother me. Of course, their first big hit was What Kind of Fuel. It came out in the early, I guess, late 1963. I think it was regular or unleaded. I'm not too sure what kind of fuel. It's Fool, baby. Godfather's Soul.
put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. Spell on you because you're mine.
There you go, The Contours from 1964, Shake Sherry, and before that, Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You. Yes, indeed. How do you spell it? I don't know. I'm pretty bad at it.
For Overnight Journey on the Fingersnaps Music Salon with DJ Lamont. Every Wednesday morning, 12 midnight to 5 a.m. The Fingersnaps Music Salon is a musical experience to keep you company during the twilight hours of the brand new day. Join me Wednesdays, 12 midnight to 5 a.m., where I feature disco and classic dance music, the San Francisco street-inspired house mix, new jazz and soul music mixed with warm thoughts and personal commentary about love and life. Classic house music from the original 12-inch singles and the storytelling sessions from local writers and authors. I am your overnight companion on the Fingersnaps Music Salon with DJ Lamont every Wednesday during the wee hours of the morning, 12 midnight to 5 a.m. on KPOO 89.5 San Francisco and KPOO.com.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do?
Here's some good news. Friends of Negro Spirituals celebrates its 13th annual Negro Spirituals Heritage Day, Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016, 2:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m., West Oakland Senior Center, 1724 Adeline Street, Oakland. The legendary gospel music radio personality, Emmett A. Powell, gifted vocal performer actress, Charnette Stalker, the late world-renowned Negro spiritual singer and civil rights icon, Paul Robeson, and the dynamic educator and internationally acclaimed Kalimba King, Carl Winters, will be honored in this year's Negro Spirituals Heritage Keepers Award ceremony. The free, wheelchair-accessible event also features audio singing and screening of a Negro Spirituals Oral History DVD. Remember, Negro Spirituals Heritage Day, Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016, 2:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m., West Oakland Senior Center, 1724 Adeline Street in Oakland. Contact Sam Edwards, 510-869-4359. That's 510-869-4359. Plan your schedule around this October celebration.
Eddie Holland now from 1964. In the summer of 1964, one of the great writing team members of Motown Record Corporation could sing. That's right, Eddie Holland, Just Ain't Enough Love, as we sort of wrap things up for another Dave Edwards Happening on this 22nd of September 2016. That's it. We got Brother Leo in the studio getting ready for Prison Focus coming up in a few moments, and it looks like the weather's going to be good. Hottest day is going to be Monday with a high of 86. In downtown San Francisco. So Indian summer is well underway. Enjoy it. Definitely have a good weekend coming up, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.